From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Berg reporting. German authorities say that a co-pilot believed responsible for a deadly plane crash this week hid health problems from his employers. Investigators are looking into Andreas Lubitz's background and psychological profile. As Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, prosecutors have found evidence that Lubitz apparently kept his medical troubles from his employer.
German prosecutors say they have found documents showing that 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz had a medical problem that he appears to have hidden from his employer, Germanwings. Investigators searching his homes in two German cities found a doctor's note excusing him from work on Tuesday. That's the day he's believed to have flown a Germanwings jet into a mountain in the French Alps, killing himself and everyone else on board. They also found a torn-up medical note, but no suicide note. German media are reporting Lubitz had received treatment for depression. German prosecutors on Friday did not say what kind of medical problem he may have had, but the crash has pointed the spotlight on the stressful lives of pilots both on and off the job. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The Nigerian military says soldiers have retaken the town of Gwoza, one of the last areas of Nigeria controlled by the militant group Boko Haram. The military said the troops captured the Borno state town Friday morning and destroyed the headquarters of Boko Haram's self-declared caliphate. The unconfirmed report came just before Nigerians go to the polls to select between President Goodluck Jonathan and his main opponent, former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. Polls have indicated that the presidential race is too close to call. This is VOA News. Both the United States and Iran say that tough decisions still need to be made in nuclear talks aimed at reaching a framework deal by Tuesday's deadline. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking on the sidelines of talks Friday in Lausanne, Switzerland, said the negotiations have been very difficult and very complicated. A U.S. State Department official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the negotiations have been tough and very serious. The official also said the move by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to reach out to the leaders of six world powers Thursday is hopefully a sign that Iran is ready to make some of the tough decisions it needs to as part of the agreement. Iran and the P5 plus one partners have said it is crucial to reach a framework deal before March 31st. The hard deadline for a deal is the end of June. A Saudi military spokesman says that airstrikes against Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen will continue as long as needed to protect the Yemeni government. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the Saudi-led coalition carried out airstrikes on rebel targets in Yemen for a second straight day Friday.
Witnesses say Arab fighter jets struck at parts of the presidential palace complex in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, destroying a number of buildings. Coalition planes also were reported to have struck a Houthi radar installation in Marib province and an airbase in Abyan province. The commander of the Saudi-led operation insisted that airstrikes are being conducted with precision, dismissing evidence of civilian casualties. Yemeni acting foreign minister Riyad Yassin said he hoped the Arab air operation would accomplish its goals quickly. Internationally recognized President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi, who left the southern city of Aden several days ago for the Saudi capital Riyadh, is due to attend a weekend summit of Arab leaders in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Italy's top court has overturned the murder convictions of American Amanda Knox and her former boyfriend, bringing a definitive end to the high-profile murder case. The Supreme Court of Cassation overturned last year's conviction by a Florence appeals court and declined to order another trial. Knox and her former boyfriend, Raffaella Sollecito, were charged with the brutal murder of 21-year-old British student Meredith Kircher in 2007. They have always maintained their innocence. And people in Sierra Leone have been told to stay home this weekend as authorities make another attempt to stop the Ebola epidemic that has claimed more than 3,000 lives in the country. Ebola has infected an estimated 12,000 people in Sierra Leone, more than any other country. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.